Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, January 31st. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1919, Brooklyn Dodgers great and civil rights icon Jackie Robinson. Perhaps Robinson's best remembered on the field feat, stealing home in the 1955 World Series.
Suddenly, Robinson is roaring down the line. Yankee catcher Yogi Berra roars in protest, but Jackie Robinson has stolen home, a play some have called the most exciting moment in World Series history.
Carol Channing is 93 today from the documentary Carol Channing, Larger Than Life.
If you're going to be in show business, you got to be into it like Carol Channing is into it.
On the hand, maybe quite continental, but Channing's our girl's best friend.
And here I am, almost 90, and I'm still doing shows. I don't know why you applaud that. It just happens.
Novelist Norman Mailer, born this day in 1923. Justin Timberlake is 33 today. On this day in history, in 1865, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, abolishing slavery in America. On January 31st, 1893, the trademark Coca-Cola was first registered in the U.S. Patent Office. Coke has had some creative sales pitches over the years.
Well, that's enough for today. Now for a lively lift. Ice-cold Coca-Cola. There's no waistline worry with Coke, you know. Actually, this individual-sized bottle has no more calories than half a grapefruit. Another thing, the cold, crisp taste of Coke is so satisfying, it keeps me from eating something else that might really add those pounds.
So, to keep that girlish figure, ladies, keep drinking that Coke. At the top of the charts in 1963, the folk boom was reaching its peak. The Rooftop Singers and Walk Right In.
Walk right in, set right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. Walk right in, set right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. Everybody's talking about a new way of walking. Do you want to lose your mind?
On the KETR events calendar on Saturday from 9 to 3, a combination farmers market and flea festival held the first Saturday of every month at the historic Onion Shed in downtown Farmersville. This is Farmersville's version of Trade Days. It's organized by the Farmersville Main Street program as a way to bring people downtown. The farmers market and flea market in downtown Farmersville Saturday from 9 to 3. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. We're going to be visiting with Ryan from time to time, talk about athletics at A&M Commerce and college athletics in general. Ryan, we do a thing called the Thought for the Day, and to see if you can guess who said this. Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's exactly right. Very good. Thank you, Abraham Lincoln. Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'll spend the first four sharpening the axe.
And that's the epitome of work smarter, not harder.
Excellent. Yeah. Very, very good. That's right. Well, you've been a pretty busy guy since you got here a little bit more than a year ago.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, just finished the year anniversary, if you will, here in January. And, you know, it's really been fun. We certainly hit the ground running when we first got here and, you know, really had a chance to get out and meet a lot of good folks and a lot of great supporters and obviously bringing in a new head football coach and then going through that first, you know, season last year and seeing some of that success and some of the things that have happened. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Were you pleasantly surprised by the reaction you've had and the results that you've had so far?
I think so. And I really think, and I truly believe, and I've told our recruits that have been here the last couple of weeks, been on campus, that I really think football sets a tone. And if football is successful, then everybody else really kind of rallies around that support and things that they're doing and that energy. Because there is a lot of energy when you have a very successful football team on campus. And whether it's soccer, whether it's volleyball or, you know, cross country. I mean, all of those sports, all of our fall sports really had a lot of success this past fall. And, you know, our cross country teams both went to the NTA South Central Regional, or soccer team went to NTA Regional, and the volleyball team had one of the best seasons ever. And so I really think they fed off that energy of a winning football program, and it really had a lot to do with it. So football sets the tone, and I think it sets the tone across campus for everything that we do, because I think that's what people look to. You know, it's one of those things that people can always talk about. Well, how's your football team doing? You know, and that's just, and now we can say ours is doing good.
That's right. I've had that very conversation with people away from campus. I certainly have. Well, we have another recruiting commitment day coming up, and it was unbelievable what he accomplished, Colby Carthel accomplished last year in almost no time at all. So I expect this year, of course, now expectations are a lot higher.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. When you win and you do great, people expect you to kind of continue that rate of achievement. And, you know, they signed 37 last year in a matter of 8 days. You know, they hit 106 schools in, you know, 3 days, and just really got after the recruiting process of it. This year, obviously, they've had a whole year to really plan and figure out who they're going after and really target some potential recruits. And, you know, I think right now they've got 37 commitments. I think they plan on signing anywhere from 40 to 45. So, I mean, they're wrapping it up right now, whereas this time last year they were just starting it up. And so, you know, I think we had a great class. You know, and he said it best, you know, one of the recruiting visits, meetings I was in, he told these guys this year, he said, you know, you guys haven't made. He said, because you've seen what we can do. So these guys last year, they were buying a dream. You know, they were buying into what we thought we could be, and we didn't have anything to show for it. And I just sat back and thought, you know what, he's right. I mean, that recruiting class that he had last year, I mean, that really is kind of the core group that really got us going, and that class will be really special for a long time.
Yeah, you bet. Right. We're talking with A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Well, the other things besides football, of course, I notice at the basketball games you have a little area there where people can have dinner.
Right, yep.
You have a bounce house. You've created a real pleasant family kind of atmosphere.
Absolutely. I think one of our goals coming into it, and even last year, you know, is really try to create a family atmosphere in all of our events. And when we talk about it, you know, internally is having something for every type of fan, whether you're 2 years old or 92 years old. You know, we want you to be able to enjoy an A&M Commerce Athletic event. And so what we've been able to do, especially during our doubleheader basketball games, is have an area where people can come, you know, enjoy a meal, maybe in between games, have a chance to fellowship, really get to know each other, really a very relaxed atmosphere, get out of the bleachers, you know, and really just kind of interact with each other. And then we've put the kids zone up there with our bounce houses, some of the games that we do, along with our in-game promotions and things that go on. So it's really been a real big hit. I mean, I think our crowds have enjoyed it. I think they really have a good time, especially with some of our in-game promotions and things that we do. They get a little funny sometimes, but, you know, it's fun. And that's what it should be about. It should be, you know, when people come, I, you know, this is kind of our philosophy. When people come to our events, I want them to be able to walk out the door and say, you know, I had a great time. I have no idea who won, but I had a great time. You know, and to me, if that happens, then we've done our job.
What's going on with women's softball right now?
So women's softball is in the process. We've got, I think, 4 or 5 student athletes here on campus right now. He's going through that signing period as well. We're going to end up signing 12 to 13 student athletes. So starting in the fall of 14, we'll have a full team on board, and we'll start to play some fall ball games. And then in the spring of 15, we'll really hit it hard with our very first softball season.
Listen, we want you to come back from time to time, visit with us about what's going on with A&M Commerce Athletics and college athletics in general. Ryan Ivey, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.